Hi there, this is your host Purnima and you're listening to the podcast Biography of an Instructional Designer, brought to you by ID Mentors. What sort of a creature is an ID? Is she someone that resembles the Indian goddess juggling various aspects of a project with multiple hands? Or is she just an unnecessary addition impeding the work of an expert in the learning process? I will leave it upon you to draw the inference. All that I will do is take you through the journey of an ID, her duties and responsibilities, her highs and lows, and the great expectations she carries on her shoulders as she navigates from one project to another. I will present this a bit differently though. No sermons, no lecture, no lengthy explanations. Just a series of stories laden with facts, through which I will connect some academic jargon. So, on that note, let me get started with the first episode in this series. Baptism by fire. It was a new job. It was a new role, that of an instructional designer. Instructional design was the latest import to India. So when she told people this, they asked her what the job entailed. She could only say, designing learning material. Pat came the next question, on what subject? When she said any subject, she saw disbelief in their eyes. She couldn't offer any further explanations, so she left it at that. She was recruited by a leading technology company. The management told her that her degree in education would come in handy, and for project processes and computer software, she would be trained. She was quite apprehensive because she had never worked on a computer before, and there was a lot to learn. The training covered the usual ADDIE methodology and frameworks such as Bloom's taxonomy, Gagne's events and Majer's format. It also addressed the authoring tool to be used for creating the course material. A good part of the training built upon what she already knew, learning principles. The new area was computer software, which she didn't find very hard to learn. And so, the training put most of her fears to rest. After an intensive training of 15 days, she was assigned a project. The confidence she had gained during the training was short-lived as fear set in once again when she read the name of the course she was supposed to design. Why the second round of apprehension? Well, she hadn't factored the subject matter for which she would be required to design the training. The course name was also a mouthful, integrating Microsoft Windows NT with novel NetWare. The target audience, network professionals. How could she, a novice in technology, design training material for professionals in the field? She now understood the disbelief with which people had looked when she said, teach any subject. Anyway, now that she had taken the plunge, it was either sink or swim. As input to completing the project, she was handed a detailed design document and a user manual. She was also told that she would have access to a subject matter expert. As she browsed through the thick manual initially, nothing there made any sense. There were a lot of images which looked like stuff she saw on computer screens. Later she was told that these are called screen grabs. They are screenshots of the graphic user interface of a software. The user manual also included detailed steps on installing and configuring a certain software, whatever that meant. She furiously studied the material and copiously took notes. She read and reread the manual again and again. She highlighted terms that she didn't understand and booked a meeting with the expert. She had thought that understanding the user manual was hard and the expert would make it easier. Boy, was she in for a surprise and definitely not a pleasant one. The expert used more jargon to explain the jargon she had highlighted. Back then, she didn't understand why he didn't make it simpler. She came back more confused than before after this meeting. She decided to start afresh. So she read the user manual again, and this time she decided to read it like a learner would. Make an effort to learn and then jot down very specific questions for the expert. Questions such as, why is this step significant? Why this option and not the other? Is there an example to better understand this? When she met the expert this time, she was better prepared. Her focused questions elicited very specific responses. For the first time, she felt that she was getting a handle on the content. As she read through all the stuff once more, she used the highlighted keywords to reorganize the material in the user manual. She used all kinds of geometrical shapes that she was aware of, arrows, boxes, circles, hexagons, to connect these terms and concepts. She restructured procedures by creating sub-procedures. What emerged finally was a rough visual, but it gave her a macro view of the entire course. Suddenly, the content seemed to make sense. To use ID parlance, there was flow. She edited and modified the rough visual until a pattern emerged out of it all. This pattern saved the day and served as the starting point for creating her first deliverable as an ID, the content outline. And suddenly, a realization hit her. That's what an ID is supposed to do. Be the bridge between the expert and the learner. She understood that terms and concepts are hyperlinked in an expert's head, just like it is in a Wikipedia. They have to be sensitized to the fact that novices may not follow their explanation. The experts were practitioners and not trainers. Obviously, they understand the content very well, but all of them may not know the best way to chunk and sequence it for a novice. Then again, some may know how to address the subject matter in a physical classroom, but may not be that well versed with designing it for online learning. Finally, the content outline was sent to the expert and the client for a review. How did the story end? Did it have a happy ending or not? Well, I will divulge that in our next podcast. Regardless of whether a story has a happy ending or not, there is always something to learn, especially when you reflect on it. In the story, there were two learning strategies applied by the protagonist: dual coding and patterning. Dual coding is about combining verbal material with visuals when you teach or learn. The visual that the ID created in story helped her to understand the content better. Patterning is a unique strength of the human brain. Part of what makes us human is the need for our brains to search for meaning. Patterns are our observations organized by the brain into meaningful groups. For instance, multiplication is a pattern of repeated addition, the Fibonacci sequence, nature's numbering system. While a story adopts the following pattern: exposition, rising action, climax, falling action, and resolution. The pattern that the ID observed also helped her to understand the content better. Now, here is something for you to do. Reflect on your first project. How was the experience? What did you learn? Did you have a eureka moment? Share your responses in less than 100 words using the comments section. The best response will receive a gift voucher of INR 1000, which can be redeemed on our portal. Hope you enjoyed listening to this very first podcast by ID Mentors. I will be back with the climax of this story and a new story next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.